Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold onto your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles in today's exciting story, High Pressure Killers. Kids, Guy and Andy want you to enter the new Kellogg's movie naming contest. Listen for details. Mark Latham was a farmer, and a good one. What's more, he was a leader among the farmers in the broad, fertile valley where he'd chosen to settle. When trouble threatened, the neighbors turned to Mark Latham for help, as usual. And Mark turned to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles. That's how the two famous lawmen came to tangle with a vicious pair of high-pressure killers.
Come on, Parker. Work over more to the left. We ain't getting no color there.
Tearing out the whole hill, Durkin. I reckon we ought to ease off a little on the pressure.
Who cares about the hill? The gold we're after.
Yeah, but look at what we're doing to the valley.
Hang the valley. Let them farmers worry about that. Now quit your yammering and watch what you're doing.
Hey! Hey, Durkin! Shut that water off! Durkin, we got something.
Yeah. Go back where you came from, Latham. Can't you see we're busy?
Shut that water off. I gotta talk to you.
All right, Parker, shut it off. And twist that valve tight. I don't want to get whipped to death by this nozzle.
Well, you came to talk, did you, Farmer?
That's right, if you listen to reason.
Your idea of reason ain't likely to agree with mine, Latham.
I'm asking you to stop this hydraulic mining, Durkin.
And I'm telling you to go to blazes.
You're sluicing out all the rock and gravel down over our best farmland.
Ain't that too bad? Now get this, Latham, and get it straight. There's gold in these hills, and I ain't stopping till I got every last ounce of it.
You can't make a rock desert out of our valley, Durkin. We won't let you.
Yeah?
Durkin, put that gun away.
Shut up, Parker. I'll handle this my way. Now, just how you figuring to stop me from mining, Dirt Farmer?
I'm a peaceable man, Durkin, but I reckon the time's come for a showdown between us.
I'll give you a showdown.
No, Durkin.
Like this.
Didn't even give him a chance to draw.
Shut up, Parker.
You've held gun rule over us too long, Durkin.
You're lucky, Farmer. I could have plugged your wishbone as easy as your gun arm. Now pile on that horse and get out of here.
You can be stopped, Durkin, and I think I've got the man in mind to do it.
Then bring him around. Only thing he'll stop will be more lead. Now beat it. Turn on that water, Parker. We got gold to get.
Bill, you sure we ain't mixed up? This don't look like the valley where Mark Latham got his farm.
It doesn't look the same, Jingles, but it is.
Then he must have gone in for raising a crop of rocks and boulders.
That's what hydraulic mining can do to farmland, partner. Gives a right good reason for trouble between the farmers and the miners, too.
Uh-oh. You reckon that's why Mark sent for us?
We'll soon know. Hey, there's Mark riding this way across the flat now. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Yeah, that's him, all right.
I kept wondering why he asked us to meet out here instead of down at his place.
Well, you keep right on wondering and waiting. I'm thirsty, and there's a water pipe over here. Come on, Joker, let's get a drink.
You go ahead, but be careful how you handle that hose.
You talk like I ain't never seen a hydraulic rig before. All I gotta do is to pick up the nozzle and turn this wheel on the valve like this and... Hey! Hey, Bill! Doggone it, I can't let go. Come and turn it on! enough with it. That flame hose beats me to death.
All right. Hang on, partner.
Hurry up, Brownman.
There you are, Jingles.
Where?
You're not hurt, partner. You just got a little wet.
A little wet? I'm battered and bruised from Omaha to Texas. Got 7 broken arms and I'm half drowned, that's all. That thing sure came alive.
Whoop. It's got plenty of pressure behind it. Wonder where the water comes from.
Bill, who's doing that shooting?
2 riders fogging down the hill.
Oh, what do you 2 Jaspers think you're doing with our water hose?
Just trying to get a drink. What do you think you're doing with that 6 gun, mister?
Giving you fair warning to clear out of here and fast. Now get moving before somebody has to bury you.
Not so fast, mister.
Yeah, we ain't in the habit of running just cause some 2-bit hard case says to.
And I ain't in the habit of arguing with nobody for this long. Blast him, Parker!
Watch his gun!
Kids, here are Guy and Andy.
And we want a boy and a girl to act with us in a Wild Bill Hickok movie.
Now, getting to act with Andy and Guy is only part of the 2 big first prizes in Kellogg's movie naming contest for boys and girls under 21. Each of the first prize winners, a boy and a girl, gets a 2-week free trip to Hollywood. They'll each get $250 spending money, plus their own film print of the movie. And they'll each get a beautiful big 21-inch Motorola TV set with a new exclusive double-power picture.
There are 500 second prizes, too.
500 more big Motorola TV sets and 500 third prizes. 500 Motorola portable radios, famed for super-sensitive performance. Now, to enter, just follow these simple rules and name a Wild Bill Hickok movie. The movie is the story of how some boys and girls help Guy and Andy capture the fur thieves of Hoot Owl Pass. Now, the best movie titles have no more than 5 words, like Wild Bill and the Winners or Capture of the Fur Thieves. You can think up dozens better than these. Titles will be judged on originality, uniqueness, aptness. Judges' decisions final. Duplicate prizes in case of ties. Contest subject to applicable laws.
Print your title, name, your address, and age on a sheet of paper or the back of a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Send your entries, lots of them, each with a box top to Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. You can get a copy of these contest rules from your grocer. Contest closes midnight, June 15.
Send your entry today, kids.
Hard-headed and hot-tempered, the miner Durkin jumped Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles and started shooting before he knew who they were.
Durkin, he shot the gun out of my hand. Hey, he got yours, too.
Yeah, but these Jaspers ain't through with me.
Look out, he's coming for you.
I see him, Jingles. You take the other one.
I got him.
I'll teach you not to mess with me. Buckskin britches?
Well, mister, I'm willing to learn.
Wiseacre, huh? I'll close that trap for you.
Not that way you won't.
This ought to do it.
Not quite. Now try this.
I reckon that was the one.
How'd you make out, Jingles?
Oh, I got the easy one. He didn't want to fight much anyway.
Where is he?
I'm sitting on him at the moment.
Oh.
Reckon he ain't quite got his breath yet.
Let me up, you big ox. You're killing me.
Let him up, Jingles. Let's find out what this is all about.
Watch that varmint you was fighting, Bill. He's coming, too.
Yeah. All right, mister. Get on your feet and start talking.
Get you yet, buckskin britches.
Oh, holy hold. Well, I see you gents have met sooner than I expected.
Mark Latham, if you plan this meeting, I got a good idea.
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. Howdy, Mark. Who are these Jaspers?
They didn't get around to telling you, huh?
Not yet.
Durkin, let's get out of here.
I'm getting what I'm ready to get. All right, Latham, go ahead and tell them who I am. And you can tell them, too, that nobody crosses me for long.
Oh, still your hammerhead.
All right, Parker, let's go.
Yeah,
Bill, something tells me we shouldn't have let them two get away like that.
A little fight's not enough to hold them on, Jingles. Besides, we came here to talk to Mark. Maybe he can clear this thing up for us.
More like you're clearing it for us farmers, Bill. Hey, you two come on down to the house, and I'll tell you all about it. Now, Bill, you and Jingles take a chair while I get the map. Sorry I ain't much of a cook, or I'd offer you some victuals.
That's all right, Mark.
Now, hold on. I'm about the best cook that ever grabbed a pot handle. If I can find things, I'll rustle up some grub while you gents are talking.
Good idea, Jingles.
Sure, everything's right handy, Jingles. Go right ahead.
Well, now, thank you. Won't take a jiffy. Now, let's see.
Now, Mark, you say those two miners, Durkin and Barker, came here about 2 months ago.
That's right, Bill.
How'd they get started with their operation?
Well, they got to panning the creek, and one day they found some...
Salt?
No, gold.
I'm looking for salt.
Oh, it's there somewheres. Look under the sink behind the axle grease.
Oh, right handy, eh? Thanks.
Well, go on, Mark. So they found gold.
Yep, a few nuggets. We all knew there was color in the creek, but it weren't worth disturbing good farmland to get.
Yeah, I can see your point.
But them two mavericks went a little loco.
What do you mean?
They was mad for gold. But to wash it down out of the hills, they had to have...
A frying pan.
No, water.
I got water, doggone it. I'm looking for a frying pan.
Oh, I recollect I put it on the top shelf over yonder, Jingles. If you can't reach it, climb up on that milk stool. Careful, though. She's got a weak leg.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Never saw things so handy.
Where'd they get the water, Mark?
Well, I told them they could sink a pipe in our dam up at the head end of the canyon. Find the frying pan, Jingles?
Yeah, Mark. I can just reach it.
Mind that milk stool, like I said.
Jingles, look out. It's giving way.
Reckon I ought to keep things down lower.
Jingles, you all right?
I might be if you can dig me out from under all this harness and pile of pots and pans.
There you are, partner. Never saw you have so much trouble cooking before.
Well, I ain't never had things so handy around the kitchen before. All of a sudden, I ain't a bit hungry.
Well, that's fine, Jingles. Now, maybe I can hear the rest of Mark's story without your interruptions.
Ain't much more to tell, Bill. Durkin and Barker tapped the dam with their water line and went to work laying waste to the valley.
And getting the gold, don't forget that.
Right, Jingles. They took plenty of gold already. But they've been ruling the valley farmers with their fists and guns.
They killed anybody?
Yeah, Bill. Durkin shot Jeb Sloat in a gunfight. But he claimed self-defense.
Was it?
Couldn't say. I wasn't there.
Did he give you a chance to draw when he shot you in the arm?
Well, no, Bill, but I reckon I was wrong to take him on.
Well, you sure weren't wrong when you called me and Bill in to help you. But how are we going to do it, Bill?
A good question, Jingles. Maybe the dam holds the key to the answer.
Durkin's going to need more water. That's a cinch.
Then let's ride up and take a look at the supply.
Suits me.
Well, I ain't sure it suits me.
Check your guns. I got a feeling we're heading for a showdown.
Durkin, something tells me we was fools to come back to work in this hill after what's happened.
Quit your mauling, keep that stream playing into the hill.
Couldn't we just take the gold we got and hightail it for nowhere?
No, we ain't got enough.
Well, we got more than 3,000 or 4,000 in nuggets and dust.
Peanuts. Plenty more where that come from.
Yeah, but it ain't worth getting our heads shot off.
Nobody's gonna shoot our head. Hey, what's happening with the water? That pressure's down.
The valve's wide open. Look for yourself.
Yeah, blast of luck. Better sink another pipe in the dam at a lower level.
That ain't likely to be so easy with them buckskin britches siding old Mark Latham.
Oh, shut up about them two nosy mavericks, will you?
Well, you gotta admit that lean-looking one shot the gun out of our hands without even batting an eye. He, holy, jumping juniper, Durkin, I got it.
You got what?
I know who them two are. That's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Hickok? You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Now I know I'm hitting the road.
Oh, no, you're not. You're sticking with me, Parker.
Not on your life. You're knucked, loco, Durkin.
I'll show you who's loco.
You ain't fooling with no farmer now, and you ain't holding me no longer.
Let's see about that. Beat some sense into your head.
You beat nothing.
White liver weasel. You're going to help me or nobody.
I'd rather face short runs than Hickox any day. I'm leaving.
Come back here.
Go ahead. Shoot, Durkin. It's you or me.
All right, it's me. That takes care of you, Parker. Nobody runs out on me. I ain't licked yet. I got an ace up my sleeve that'll take care of every sniveling farmer in this valley. Yeah, and that Wild Bill Hickok along with him.
Boys and girls, get in on the big Kellogg's contest now. Guy and Andy want a boy and a girl under 21 to act in a Wild Bill Hickok movie with them. Now, besides acting in the movie, the first prize winners also get a 2-week free trip to glamorous Hollywood, $250 spending money, a film print of the movie, and a big 21-inch Motorola TV set. There are 500 second prizes and 500 third prizes. Now, all you do is send in the best name for a Wild Bill Hickok movie. Address your entry to Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's Kellogg's TV Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. Each entry must be accompanied by a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops. Hurry, enter today.
When Wild Bill, Jingles, and Mark Latham headed back up the valley toward the dam, they rode by the spot where they had fought with Durkin earlier. They discovered Barker, barely alive.
Looks like he's been shot, all right.
Is he dead, Bill?
Not quite, partner. Hand me your canteen, will you?
Here you are. That raises his head up a little.
Come on, Barker. Try some of this water.
Yeah, he's opening his eyes.
Maybe he can tell what happened, gents.
Yeah, I reckon. Won't hurt. I'm done for. Durkin shot me down. Cold blood.
Gone, Bill.
Yeah, didn't tell us much either.
Where do you reckon Durkin got to?
No telling, but a cinch we better run him down.
You're right, Jingles. All right, look for sign.
No, already found it. Right here. Look.
Yeah, that's his horse, all right. He mounted here, then headed on up toward the canyon.
Hey, Bill. The dam.
What about the dam, Mark?
Well, once we almost got Durkin cornered, he made a threat then that if we ever beat him off, he'd blow up the dam.
Bill.
Yeah, partner, we got to stop him. All right, hit the saddle.
I'm with you all the way.
Me too, Bill.
Then let's ride. Have a shot. Back down.
We're well up in the canyon now, Bill.
Yeah. How much farther to the dam, Mark?
About half a mile. There's the powder house a little up to your right.
Powder house?
Yeah. We had to do a little blasting to build the dam.
You still keep powder there?
Yeah, sure. Dam needs repairs now and then.
I want to look in this powder house right now.
What you looking for?
You stay there. I'll be right back.
No use asking Bill what he's up to now, Mark. He'll tell us when he's ready.
Your hunch was right, Mark.
What'd you find?
One of the kegs of blasting powder is gone. The ring on the floor shows it's just been taken out of there.
Then that loco Durkin is up in those rocks somewhere above, fixing to blow up the dam.
You'll wash out the whole valley.
And we'll be drowned with it if we don't get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute. This canyon's mighty narrow.
Yeah, all the better to get caught in.
Hey, Mark, you see that big overhanging cliff between us and the dam?
Yeah.
Up there on the right?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you take two kegs of that powder and a short fuse up there and set it under that cliff.
What for?
An ace in the hole, Jingles. When you get the powder set, Mark, get way up out of the canyon and fast.
What are we going to do?
We're going after that madman. All right, come on, Jingles. Maybe we can save this valley yet.
I ain't seen hiding her hair at Durkin so far, Bill.
Keep looking, Jingles. He's bound to be up here someplace.
Well, there's the dam, all right. Nothing but a dirt fill. Wouldn't take much blasting powder to blow that higher than a kite.
There he is, Jingles. up in those rocks by the dam.
Yeah, and he's going to be right hard to smoke out of there.
Oh, but Joker.
Good ho, Joker.
Leave the horses here, partner. He blows up the dam, at least they'll be safe.
You reckon he's got the powder set by now?
If he has, we're in real trouble. All right, come on, let's get after him.
Billy's got us pinned down.
She looks that way. We're coming up after you, Durkin. You might as well give up.
Come ahead, Hickok. I got nothing to lose.
You're going to be stubborn, Bill.
Yeah. You stay down. I'll draw his fire.
Dark too late, Hickok. This time it's going to go out right now.
Come on, let's get out of here.
There it goes.
That does it. The whole valley's going to be flooded.
Maybe not. If I can get to that powder Mark set under the cliff below us.
Well, there isn't enough time. Here comes a big wall of water.
Then I'll have to do it this way.
It's a long shot for a six-gun. You'll never set off that powder that way.
It's worth another try, partner. It's our last chance to save the valley. All right, cross your fingers there. For me.
Bill, I think you hit it.
Hit it?
You sure did. The whole hillside flooded down into the canyon.
Now we'll see if it stops the water.
I think she's gonna hold, Bill.
Just keep on praying, partner.
I sure am. Look, the canyon's filling up. It's gonna work.
I'll be dead burned if I ever seen anything to beat that. You built a whole new dam with a six gun. The valley's saved.
Yeah, Mark. Bill said he had an ace in the hole.
Yeah, Hickok. And now you're gonna pay for that trick.
It's a Durkin.
Hey, look out, Bill.
Nice shot, Bill. Sure had us dead to rights.
All right, Durkin, get your hands high and walk over here. I'm kind of fed up with your shenanigans.
Yeah, you figure them out too close for comfort, you varmint.
Don't shoot, Hickok. Don't shoot. I give up. I know when I'm licked.
Well, it's about time you figured that out. Now I'm going to haul you into jail, and then I got one more thing to do.
What's that, Jingles?
No, I'm going back to Mark Latham's place and reorganize his kitchen. So a man don't break his fool neck just trying to find a frying pan.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you. What is it, Andy?
Oh, it's about a treasure map, Guy, and all the fighting and trouble it causes. We call it the Treasure Map War.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Hey, Wranglers. Kellogg's has rounded up your favorite cereals and corralled them in one package for you. Kellogg's Variety Pack. You can't miss with a different favorite for each day in the week. Monday, have Sugar Frosted Flakes. Tuesday, Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Wednesday, Rice Krispies, and so on. 10 generous individual servings in all, oven fresh to you. So pick your favorites from the Variety Pack. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Larry Dobkin, Fred Howard, Bill Baucom, and Jack Moyles. Our director was Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!